Hey, all. Welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 2, Scorpio Energy. So we're into our second episode. We have to pick our favorites today. What did you think of this episode?
I thought it was pretty good. Again, the one thing that I keep complaining about is I do like when there's two challenges.
Right.
Especially with a 90-minute show. I just think that it's just too much time at camp, you know? I like that second challenge.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good show. We got to see a little bit more of people. There's still quite a few that we're not seeing very much of. I guess because Purple's, you know, went back to tribal again. Mm-hmm. So they're focusing mainly on them. But it's hard when we're going to pick our winners because yeah. I'm not really sure who to go with. So we'll see.
This episode definitely felt 90 minutes. Sometimes when they're paced better. Yeah, you'd think with them knowing these are going to be longer episodes this season, they would have added the second challenge to every episode.
Yeah.
They definitely didn't this one. And there were times where they were doing things like eating ants at camp. You're like, did we care about this? Did anybody care about this?
Yeah, I don't think we really needed that.
Have you seen any complaints about that on Facebook or anything?
Just as far as some don't like that it's a 90-minute show. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that, you know, there was quite a few that said, you know, why are we only getting one challenge?
Yeah.
When it was an hour long show, we were getting a reward challenge and then an immunity. And for some reason now we're getting one many times. I mean, we still get two once in a while, but not very often. So that, yeah, they didn't care for that.
Season 41 and on, they sometimes would do one challenge per episode, sometimes two during the hour long one. So I just presumed when they were going to go to the 90 minutes, they would do a double for every one of them. But here we are. All right, so let's go ahead and get underway. This episode, we lose Jess. Any surprise in that?
Not really. We kind of saw from the last episode that Jess was probably going to be on the chopping block. I kind of felt bad, you know. To me, it could have been Kinsey. I think Jess would have been easier to take to the end. You know, you're always needing somebody that you don't have to worry about. And so I think Kinsey would have been a better choice. But I think Jess also would have been a lot more loyal than Kenzie would be.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
In an episode where we're looking for our strongest people, we also saw a lot of our weaker people as well.
Yeah.
I think I like Banu as a person, but I think he probably is a weaker player.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't control his emotions.
Yeah.
We saw that at Tribal. And at the challenge, of course. And I just think he's a real risk to have an alliance with. You just can't trust him.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get underway. We're going to start with Purple. Banu reflects on their first tribal and Jelinski going home. It went well for him, but he's still worried that he's going to be on the bottom just because it's a very strategic tribe and he's not quite there yet.
Right.
Kenzie's a little worried about Banu because of his emotions and he's a little too honest. He's sharing the answer.
Way too honest, yeah. Yeah.
Q and Tiffany notice how Kenzie is very good at making friends and can recognize this will be a future problem coming down the road. They plan on keeping an eye on her. With no supplies, the tribe is in general just struggling. They're not making fire. Yeah. Their sleeping arrangements is not great. And even Kenzie now is complaining that she's not sleeping, which was a big problem with Jess last episode.
Yeah.
It sounds like something across the
board. And that was something that Jeff talked about on Fire. He says, you know, as prepared as you think you're going to be, when you get there and it gets, you know, a few days in and you're starving and sleep deprivation's huge.
Yeah.
You just can't prepare for that. You know, there's a lot of people that really struggle with that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Over at Orange, Orange is really getting going along pretty well. They have quite a bit of success. Tevin talks about his bonds with Soda and Hunter. We didn't get a lot of Hunter this episode. I was surprised by that.
Yeah. I really like Hunter. I mean, from the beginning, from his bio and everything, I really like him. But I just haven't seen much of him. So I'm kind of afraid to pick him only because there's so much that we still don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And then we see that, you know, he and Soda are getting along really well, but they're also concerned by Venus's bad vibes. They can't really quite pin it yet. Something's not quite right with Venus.
Yeah.
We look over at Venus's side of this. She knows that she's being left out of conversations. Yeah. It's just not a social game that she's a part of. And it's hard on her. She feels like this is something that she's dealt with her entire life.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that she needs to get in there and just start conversations or, you know, stay at camp, like around the campfire where everybody's at. She was kind of going off and laying down and staying by herself. And I think that's not the right thing to do at that point. You need to stay involved and stay in the conversation, because if it happens without you,
yeah,
then that's really bad news.
It's completely alienating herself, and that's just not going to win out.
Right.
Over at Green, now that they have their supplies, they are very happy and have fire going. Ben was the one that started the fire, and he felt that this was very empowering.
I loved it. He was super excited.
Yeah. He struggles with insecurity, so moments like this really help, and he talks about how music was the thing that really kind of was his guiding light in life, which is
that's
great.
Awesome.
And I was thinking, like, this would be a really good full circle moment if, like, later on he's in the fire making challenge.
Yeah.
And is able to nail.
For sure.
Yeah. Tim is rallying the others to target Maria because she has the extra vote, which I think is a good idea. I mean, if you're needing to target anybody, kind of prepare anything, go for the one that has the advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Charlie is on both sides, so he doesn't want to shake the boat too much, but he's happy he's able to be in the middle. And he wants to secure a partnership, somebody he could see go down the road all the way.
Yeah.
And he sees Maria as a real strength, and they both consider themselves kind of a Malcolm and Denise situation,
right.
A sub-alliance amongst alliance.
Right.
And
great duo.
We've seen it so many times when you have a partnership like that, it goes really well for a long time.
Right.
There's a time where you have to shatter, but it's a good move.
Yeah, for sure.
Back at Orange, Venus feels like she's on the bottom, so she's searching for the idol. Random believes that he will be the next one out, so he starts looking too.
Right.
What's nice with Venus is going out wandering, and it's making her alienated. But Random has been looking for wood this whole time.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's out there looking is no surprise.
Yeah.
He finds the locked box, and like before, the immunity's underneath it. He has to get the vote, but it's a blocked box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Immunity's inside it. Sorry. He has to find the key, but to get that, they have to lose immunity, and until then, he doesn't have a vote.
Right.
So it's odd that. What do you think about that? Where they have to lose immunity to get the key. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's just a twist that they threw in there. It really doesn't make a difference. Once they lose, they go right back to that box and they get it. So it would make a difference if they kept winning and that person loses their vote. Because they do lose their vote.
That's true. But then they lose their vote, they're not going to tribal.
Exactly. I just thought about that. It wouldn't matter if you lost your vote. Yeah.
So if you lost immunity, maybe if you lost immunity, you go back and then there's a clue to how to get the key. So then we're seeing them look for that key. Or maybe they say, hey, key is here at tribal. Like maybe it's hidden at tribal somewhere.
Yeah.
So that when they go to tribal, now that person's empowered to look around somewhere for it. I don't know. This seems like there could be one more step or one less step. And right now it's not quite right.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy because, what's the point of losing the vote?
Yeah.
If you lose challenge, you lose a vote. Well, you're not going anyway. So I'm sorry. I didn't put that together until now.
that part is fully pointless.
But it's part of that message that it they is. Lose their vote. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. I really don't know why that would happen. Over at Purple, Jess is trying to make an effort for others to get to know her. Again, working that social game. We see that she's eating ants. That's one of those moments where it was like, 90 minutes is too long for the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We could have done without that too. But I do like that she was talking about her family. She needs to get in there and communicate, you know?
Jess, Banu, and Kenzie, they go walk off, start talking about alliances and loyalty. It's clear that Kenzie's far more strategic than these two players. And that's the reason Kenzie's even approaching this idea is like, let me build two alliances just to be safe on the other one. But it feels like Jess and Banu, for the most part, are not engaging with strategic gameplay.
Right. Oh, I agree. Yeah.
And there was a moment, and we even rewound it to confirm, where Jess is like, we should get her out. And I thought, oh, this is the door.
Yeah.
If she's catching this and she makes a move, then she's got an early, maybe we're going to see more from Jess. And she just didn't really follow through on that kind of high action gameplay.
Yeah. She didn't, unfortunately.
So Jess tells Q about this, about Kenzie and like her strategic move.
Yeah.
He's not really abiding. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, we notice it, especially after the challenge.
Right.
There's a lot of placating Jess and just like, yeah, sure thing, Jess, you're out soon anyways.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where you what are you going to do? You're stuck with her. She's clearly on the bottom.
Right.
And we go to foretell. If they lose next week, Bono's out too.
Yeah.
It's just how this tribe is built.
Right. She's just scrambling, trying to throw somebody else under the bus and make her look like more of a threat than she is.
Yeah. And then over at Charlie, he's working on a social game. This is so weird. He and Ben challenge each other to list songs. Charlie is a big Taylor Swift fan. We mentioned it during the pre-show.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben picks Metallica. Uh-huh. And I got to say, I think I honestly think Ben did a better job, but okay. So Charlie won because he named 108 songs, which is crazy that there's 108 Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
And there was 106 Metallica songs from Ben. I want to say Ben can name songs from other bands too.
Yeah.
Can Charlie name songs from other singers than Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. It was kind of smart with Ben because he went from album to album.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, so I was like, wow, you know, that's pretty good. There's no way I could have named nearly that.
Maybe five Taylor Swift songs, probably 10 Metallica songs for me, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I got a note here, 90-minute episodes.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. This, I thought maybe this was a little bit kind of too... So everybody was entertained because there's nothing to do out there, but I thought maybe this would wear down on people, this kind of attitude.
Yeah.
But it worked well on Ben. So maybe Ben and Charlie can create a partnership going forward.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes you just got to find that one other person.
Yeah.
Back at Orange, Liz is once again bragging about her money.
Oh my God. Terrible idea. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. I want her gone so fast. It's already, it's just the second episode.
Yeah. Why would she do that? Telling everybody that, you know, she's got all this money.
And she's just there for the title.
Any man would want her. I'm like, really, honey?
Oh, my God. When she said on. That. Oh, my God. And then even, was it Randon or Q or somebody was like, was it Randon? It must have been Randon, maybe. That was like, oh, yeah, somebody would want you because of the money or whatever. Yeah. You know. And she's like, well, then I don't want them. Like,
yeah.
To have that arrogance.
Oh, I know. Ridiculous. Wow. I wonder where that came from.
I don't know. And I don't know how to find out, but I want to know if she's poor.
I know. Time to look it up.
It would make
Google.
Me feel a little bit better. Oh, God. I think she's going to wear down people, though. They keep mentioning that she's like Billboard. They talk about where she's just advertising herself, which is such bad game.
That was my Facebook group. Boy, that was the main thing is they couldn't stand the way Liz was doing that. You know, it just... And they mentioned several of them, just like, you know, a rich person doesn't necessarily talk about
exactly
how rich they are.
Same thing with a smart person.
Don't. Yeah.
When somebody says they're super smart, you're like, yeah, you're a dummy. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. When you're rich,
you're trying to convince others just like you're trying to convince yourself. Exactly. You know?
Yeah. So I was kind of thinking, okay, so let's think of last season, the person who probably was upsetting the beginning and became famous at the end, Emily.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's going to have the charm effect that Emily surprisingly had.
Yeah.
But we'll see. She has a lot of self-redemption she needs to get done to be anybody's favorite out there. I don't see Sia giving her any money.
I don't think so.
Randon starts looking for that partner as well. And again, he mentions the whole Liz is just a billboard thing.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't trust Venus, but she's alone. So it's one of those things where I don't trust her, but because she's alone, she's going to be super loyal to me.
Uh-huh.
And so he tells her about his advantage to form an alliance. So what do you think about that? Do you think it was a good move for him to tell Venus about his advantage?
I don't think so. I think people share way too much. I wouldn't share about having an advantage or idols or anything else. I just don't think it's good. What do you think?
I think it was a good move on this one because it's early on enough. An advantage is not that big of a deal out here. Immunity is. And Venus is so desperate for anybody that I think this is a good slam dunk.
Yeah.
You're getting them early. And right now, Orange Tribe is so dominant at challenges. I would honestly think you're pretty safe. Like, you're not going, you see how Purple performs out there. You're not going to Tribal probably in the next couple of weeks. You're going to wait for the merger. So right now you're just building somebody who's very safe for merger.
Yeah.
You know, she just wants somebody to talk to.
And I think, to me, it kind of looks like the two of them are getting kind of close later in the show.
Oh, really?
I noticed, we'll get to it later. I'm kind of jumping ahead. But when Venus talks about Soda wanting to get the immunity idol from her. She turns and Randon's like, no, you hang on to it. She had already said before she did that, she tried to do it again. And so I'm like, okay, so they probably had a conversation about
that. I didn't
catch
that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. That is.
So maybe they are, you know, getting an alliance going and that wasn't bad to tell her about the advantage.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Well, next up we have our challenge.
Okay. So with the challenge, it is immunity and reward. They're going to, if they're in first place, they win a large fishing kit.
Mm-hmm.
Second place wins a small fishing kit. Third, of course, goes to Tribal. So we have sitting out is Liz and Mo. Are we going to call Maura Mo? I noticed they're saying.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Or we can keep with Maura. Well, I just noticed. Yeah. I noticed that the players are calling her that.
I really try to memorize names before the show. It messes me up when Jelinski and... Moria. Yeah, see, it's all messing me up now. What did you think, by the way, of Purple's attitude they were pretty upset when the other two started joking on him.
Yeah, they didn't like it. Yeah, yeah. You know, Q just says we're the laughing stock, and him and Soto were going back talking smack. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up, I thought, you know.
I get that it's messed up, but it's kind of like, I think that Purple has it so much worse than the other ones out there right now that maybe the other ones don't realize how bad it is at camp. Not just that they lost, but also they're cold. They don't have fire. They don't have this.
They don't have
that.
Fire or anything.
So I think there's kind of that, not knowing how bad it is for them, but also just take a joke. I mean, it's a friendly game.
Well, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't get out of hand, but yeah. I don't know that it was necessary.
Purple was not really on board with their jokes. It was something else.
Yeah. It's just a lot of mudslinging, kind of borderline bullying because, they're in a bad spot right now.
But that emotion carries over in this challenge too. We see Purple the entire time as frustrated.
Yeah. And I can't blame them, you know. You get some really good players that get on a horrible team. And we've seen that they knock out one after the other. And of course, like Carolyn, they made the bottom three were from that one team.
That was something special because the trio became such a good partnership.
Yeah. So you never know.
And in this one, I'm wondering, would Tiffany or Q, how well would they do on a different team?
I think the two of them are awesome.
Yeah.
So you never
know. We'll see how it goes.
If they can stay till merge, they got a very good chance, I think. Okay, so as we get going, one person from each tribe will race to release a machete, cut a rope that drops two wheels, put the wheels on the cart, and dig up two chests. Put them on the cart and go through a course, using the pieces in the chest to build a massive arch puzzle. That was quite a puzzle.
I like this. Before we had a puzzle where they built the stairs. This one, the puzzle is a physical challenge as well.
Yeah.
I like this expansion on that thoughts. Yeah.
I really like it. I'm going to talk before I go on fire again. Yeah. I really like that podcast. Jeff was talking about how they have done the arch puzzle in 45. They did a smaller version. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And when they did it, Drew was the one that was able to complete it. And I guess Austin didn't even know what the word was. But yeah, I didn't realize they did it again.
It did look
in a lot smaller scale.
Yeah. The size was the big
much
part in this one.
Much smaller scale. Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about that at the end. Mm-hmm. So as we get going, Hunter, Jem, and Q start untying the machete. Hunter's moving fast. He does really well in the challenges.
Yeah.
I wish I got to know more about him because he's definitely doing well in the challenges. So got the wheels on first. Orange is loaded up their chests. They're all working really good together. And then we got Liz and Maura. They're talking on the benches. What do you think about that?
Well, I think go for it. I mean, you got to make connections.
Yes, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. Because those conversations, they're complimenting each other, Yeah.
And you could tell that Liz is an extrovert and Mo or Moira is an introvert. And I think the two actually kind of would bond. They look a lot alike too. I think they would actually get along quite well. But
yeah.
Yeah, you got to make those connections because if you get to merger, you need those connections.
Yeah, yeah. At first, I was hearing Liz yelling, and I'm like, what the hell? She was like chanting, driving me freaking nuts.
She was doing it so much. It was so irritating. I was waiting for somebody to look over like, hello.
Yeah, and then I realized she was on the bench. But yeah. It was like, oh, my God. So anyway, as we get going, again, Orange is ahead. And then they get through it very quick. Orange is already to the puzzle. Then we get green behind them, then purple. Venus figures out the word very quickly.
She was
that
quick
is persistence.
On that. Yeah, she
was. Yeah. And the puzzle's just so hard. Everybody's struggling to hold up the puzzle pieces. You see some of them, like Tevin's just shaking.
Yeah, because they'll put somebody there to hold like three pieces.
Yeah.
And they're just now staying there the entire time. Yeah. The other ones are figuring it out.
Maria, too. And I thought that was smart. And they should have done that at both ends.
Yeah.
Some had it at both ends. But I mean, they're holding they're turned backwards. So they're holding like two of them with their back and holding one more up with their hand. And Q at one point was doing really good, telling them, telling Banu, put your hand here. Do the, telling him how to hold it.
I will say on the Banu one, okay, so let's separate it for a little bit. So first off, they were all kind of tied in the beginning. Once they get to the puzzles, Purple was far behind all of a sudden.
Oh, way behind.
Because it's miscommunication all the way through.
Yeah,
but I think the other ones were struggling and fighting through it, but Purple was collapsing the whole time.
Oh, the whole time.
They're just, especially Banu, super emotional.
Yeah.
Jess messes up, but more importantly, is blamed for all mess ups.
Yes.
And boy, Q was bossing people around left and right. It
Big
was just
time.
Shambles.
Yeah. Banu was yelling like crazy.
Yeah.
Totally lost his shit.
Yeah.
And then you have Q also yelling and pretty much at Jess, which pretty much pissed me off because there's quite a few that just kept dropping him.
Yeah. It wasn't just Jess. And she was definitely to blame for some of it.
Absolutely.
But by no means the one that should be getting her name called out so often.
Yeah. 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 So that was kind of messed up.
I kind of thought, sorry to interject.
That's okay.
I kind of thought we sometimes get Jeff to step in on something. And at the end, I kind of thought, is he going to pull her aside and say, hey, are you feeling bullied or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of thought he might have stepped in like, this is too much.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that would have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if he will. Well, now we don't have
it
to
doesn't
worry
matter
about
now.
It,
yeah.
But if he sees that in a game, I wonder if he would do that.
Because people have been too violent and he stopped a game before and he's disqualified people for being too violent.
True. That's true.
And so I was kind of at the point where I was like, hey, can you, she's the poor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was just. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
She was almost in tears at the end talking about this situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, she doesn't feel super safe right now. And so I was wondering if Jeff would sip it at that point.
She's like, even when I go back, they're going to be yelling at me or
she says
they're going to get mad at me.
Yeah, we're
going to
have a talking
to,
but it was very much like she was dreading that.
Yeah.
And so I thought for sure there was going to be a conversation about that.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Yeah.
Then we got Orange that thought they had it, but they ended up having the letters wrong. It wasn't spelled correctly. They ended up dropping it all. Green also drops him, very frustrated. You know, they're all like panicked and frustrated.
Yeah.
So they're kind of losing their focus, you know. Yeah. Finally, Orange changes the numbers around. They end up winning. And then Purple and Green are neck to neck. Then Green ends up winning. Purple going back to Tribal. It's just, I didn't like how it ended, you know.
Q's yelling at the end. Like Q's just yelling, just mad. Banu's crying and mad. Tiffany gets mad and she hates how she reacts in the situation. I'll talk about that in a sec, but she's mad at how she was mad. Jess is falling apart. Like just feels so dejected. Purple needs a shakeup. This tribe is in such a terrible shape. I fully expect them to be a tribal next episode. I can't remember last time I thought like, yeah, they're going to go next time too.
Yeah.
Well, they're not performing at all.
Yeah. On Facebook, that was another thing that was a concern to a lot of people is just how all this yelling and all this craziness happened, you know.
Yeah.
We just want to see a good game. We want to see skills, you know.
Yeah.
Not all the drama and all this emotion and.
Well, that goes to the tribal that we're going to be talking about later on. Is the fact that like Banu gets up and he's like asking people, "What are we voting for? And it's not like before when people get up and talk at tribal. I'm not a big fan of that either, but it's strategic talking.
Right.
And this is more like Banu asking permission to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing,
that
man?
That was crazy.
Even they said like, "It's your vote. Do your vote."
Exactly.
That's what Kenzie was saying, and it's like. Banu, what are you doing out there, bro?
Yeah.
I like you as a person, but boy, you're not playing well.
No, I really do think he's the next to go.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
So yeah, we have Orange, the winner, got the large fishing kit, and Green got the smaller fishing kit, and the
Flint.
Purple loses their Flint. They never got it yet.
Yeah.
Sorry. And they go back to Tribal.
Going back to Cold Tribal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we start with Orange, and when Orange returns, they're celebrating, they got their fishing gear, they're all happy. Venus is very upset because people weren't listening to her, and she got her toe ran over by the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
She's just not feeling heard. She complains about it to Soda, and Soda, I think, handles it well. Now, at the time I'm thinking Soda handles that well, she kind of plays her down, disqualifies her, barks back enough, you know, I'm thinking, okay, she's handling her well. Then Venus mentions that Soda is always taking the idol from her.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they show video proof of it. And it was kind of like, okay, so maybe who's at fault here? It might not be fully on Venus.
Yeah, there's something going on between them already that we hadn't seen until now, you know.
I don't know if it's because I kind of get the vibe that what it is Soda knows that she's in a really good spot. They have a really strong tribe. But the second they go to tribal, Venus is gone. So they're already treating like Venus like they're going to tribal soon and she's going to be gone, which isn't fair to Venus.
Yeah.
But I think that might be what it is.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Over at Purple, they return just deflated over their defeat. Nobody's in a good mood. Tiffany breaks down a bit. Jess is the clear target with Banu as the second target. Like, it's just not even up for debate.
Yeah.
But Tiffany goes away and she reflects on how much she's upset by the way she lost her control at Challenge. She doesn't want to be perceived that way, especially to the other tribes. She doesn't want to give off a bad impersonation.
Yeah.
Kenzie tries to talk her down, but Kenzie, I don't think, quite understands the situation fully. But those two do seem to be bonding quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now, Kenzie wants to play this fake idol thing. They set this fake idol thing up from before, and the editor shows what happened. It was made from the beads that they have on their bags. They also have them on the torches. Kenzie, Q, and Tiff, they all know about this.
Uh-huh.
So later, what they want to do is actually trick Jess into thinking this is a real idol and playing it. At that time, I'm thinking, and really from going on, I think it's kind of almost bullying that they would do that because there's no need for it. Jess knows she's going home.
Yeah.
So why give her a fake idol? Just secure the real one. And they did. They have it.
Well, and they didn't want her to play her shot in the dark because if she thinks she's idol, yeah.
I knew there to be a purpose. I didn't think about that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the whole reason.
I totally forgot about the shot in the dark. And I'm thinking like, why are you guys doing this? Tiffany has the immunity idol. Yeah. She's not going to find one out in the desert or out in the forest. So, okay. I forgot about shot in the dark. That makes sense. So anyways, they're trying to lead her to this fake idol that they made in the rocks. She's just not catching it.
Yeah.
And so basically what's going to happen is Q's going to give it to her and like this whole like, you know, quick move and stuff like that. And then they're going to vote for her.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, I'll give this to you as long as you vote who I want you to vote for.
Which she is just, doubts it. She doubts it. She even catches, there's beads on everything.
Yeah.
There's beads on the, she's even looking at the torches like, this is the same exact bead. So she kind of knows that this is fake. Yeah. But she's still, of course you're going to play it, you know?
Right.
Later we see that Banu is cutting coconuts and he slices his finger. And I was like, boy, wouldn't it be perfect if he has to go home for medical? This would be just the thing to do it. But I noticed he has a Band-Aid on. So medical did definitely come in.
Huh.
Because he has a Band-Aid on, a pink Band-Aid.
It, yeah.
It's at Tribal, though. So they must have come in. They just didn't show us. And I kind of like to see when this kind of stuff happens. Kenzie and Tiffany, they are very confident about their positions. They think they're kind of the best players. Do you think they are the best players there?
I'm not a fan of Kenzie, but I do think Tiffany and Q are going to go a long ways.
Q, I think, is a little too hot-headed. I think he's going to rub somebody the wrong way.
He is, but he's good in challenges. I think they need to keep him in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kenzie is very strategic, so she may do well, too.
She is.
Hopefully, I'm not a fan.
Hopefully
but
not super aggressive. Yeah, I know. We'll see. I don't know. If she can make it to merger, she might do well. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Jess, after starting to question the idol, she reaches out to Banu and tells him that Tiffany has said that he's too emotional and kind of throwing the blame around a little bit. He right away is mad about that. Jess suggests Kenzie. Kenzie's very strategic and she didn't like how she was approached earlier by her. Q will side with him if Tiffany joins him. Do you think Q's legitimate in saying that?
I think so. Because he's close with Tiffany. I think he's more in that alliance than Tiffany is.
Okay, so he's not just placating Jess?
I don't think so. Okay. I think he really wanted to pull Tiffany in and make that part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later on, we see him talk to Tiff about how Kenzie is very, and they talk about how Kenzie is very possessive over her.
Yeah.
And so there is a thing there where it's like, if I can lock out Kenzie, then I have Tiffany all to myself.
Yeah.
We've seen that in the past. And so there might at some point come a time, but right now we're being told that it's between Kenzie, Jess, or Banu, really.
Right.
So, and then we're heading to Tribal.
Yeah. So as we get into Tribal, Jeff's just asking Jess to start out with, how do you live in these conditions with people that you may not want to be around?
Because
he knows the condition and what's going on. She just says, we have to rely on each other. Everybody has different resources and, you know, we can't do it by ourselves. Kenzie just saying we enjoy each other, but can we work long term? So she's looking long term, and Tiffany agrees with her on that. And Jess is just saying, I feel like we got to look at how are we going to start winning these challenges? You know, you're looking ahead, but if we keep losing challenges, we're here at Tribal and there's not going to be anybody left.
Well, that goes back to what we're talking about beforehand, where they think they're the best two at Tribal or at Tribe. They're not worried about Tribal or the challenges because they have Jess, they have Banu, they'll turn on Q next.
Yeah.
Like they have a line of people that's their buffer all the way to merger. So they're just worrying about merger right now.
Yeah.
And it really is telling on who they plan on going home in that case.
Right. Right. Jess just starts talking about how Kenzie's so great. Everybody thinks she's their BFF and, you know, basically trying to throw her under the bus.
Very heavy-handedly doing it. Yeah.
Yes, making it like, you know, she's a real threat. You need to get her out. Q throws that out that, you know, that's what she's trying to do.
Even Kenzie's like, yeah, thanks for that. I really want to work with you when you're tossing me under the bus like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jeff talks to Tiffany about how she was really upset after the challenge. And she just talks about how it really broke her. You know, yeah. That was a hard challenge for her to lose. They had already been to tribal and, you know, she was trying hard. You know, they don't want to go back.
Of course.
Banu, same thing. Says he's very passionate, shows his emotion. People think I'm weak, but that's how I am. And I just think that's going to get him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he needs to change, but who knows if he will. That's just how he is. Q's saying you need to control your emotions. And so he says he's training himself, Banu. I'm trying to train myself to change. And he's explaining to him, like, you're just a total open book, too. I mean, that's another problem that you have. So what if Jess, now that you threw all that out there, plays an idol on him? Yeah. Well, of course, he knows the idol's fake. So that part's just kind right. of a game, you know?
But I think it's a moment where Q's trying to teach him, like, going forward, we're going to have people we need to turn on.
Yeah.
Can we trust you? Think yeah. about the long-term game. You need to fool people into being secure at this thing.
Yeah.
And he's just not really.
It's just crazy. He's just way too open about yeah. everything. He doesn't keep any type of secrets or anything. So it's such a huge liability to have him in your alliance.
Yeah. But also to double down, Q's also making sure that idol's played.
Right. Right.
He's saying
a lot
that
of that
so
is just to
knows.
Make yeah. sure she plays it.
Exactly.
Because they don't want her to do the shot in the dark.
Yeah.
At that point, Banu gets up and he's talking to Kinsey. Who am I supposed to vote for? She's like, vote for who you want to vote for.
Yeah.
Then he goes to Q and goes to Tiffany. And it's like, dude, just obviously vote for Jess. You're going to yeah. the other three people that aren't there, you know.
Again, not a strategic not move. For. Very much asking permission to
yeah.
do the game.
Yeah.
He's absolutely going home next. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. So at this point, it's time to vote. As we get voting, we find out that, yes, Jess did not play her shot in the dark. She tries to play the fake idol. But it is fake.
Yeah.
Jeff says it's fake. She looks back at Q, kind of like she expected that.
Yeah.
So we start doing the voting. Banu has one and Jess has three. And so Jess is the one that we have out.
Yeah. It's a clear vote.
Yep.
You know, sometimes this happens where it's just somebody's not going to be good out there.
Yeah.
That was very clear from the start on this.
And Banu says that he feels like a fool. You know, when he was sitting there.
He openly said that. And it's like, stop being open.
Yes. You shouldn't have even said that. My yeah. goodness.
Banu's out next. Let's talk about next episode. So we have Venus versus Hunter. So Hunter's going to be targeted by Venus. I don't know how fruitful that'll be. She seems to be on the outs. Banu apparently is falling apart over something. And boats arrive. So we might have a journey. We might have a shakeup.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Seems like we would have to. We're down to, what, four people? Yeah.
On one tribe, but we're only down two people in whole. I don't think it's time for shakeup yet.
Yeah.
I think we have a couple more before then, really.
Yeah, opinion. They'll just have to pull two people out of each for the challenge. But
yeah. Okay, how did it go with the on fire?
Okay, so let's see. Just a few things with on fire. I already mentioned a couple of the things.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point they were talking about Jeff being too soft, and he admitted, yes, I was too soft last year on the last two quitters. Normally, I'll kind of jump on
yeah,
that.
Good.
And everybody mentioned, you know, he was so soft, but they brought this up because when the tribe brought back the immunity idol to the challenge and had that orange bandana, he just, you know, brought out a knife and took it off. You know,
yeah.
there was no... He says, maybe back then I would have just left it on. It's, oh, that's cute. You know,
yeah.
you might win it again. We'll leave it on. But yeah, he had to show a little tougher side. So he took it off right away.
That's funny.
Again, they were talking about the puzzle, you know, how they had done that arch puzzle before. And Jeff was actually saying that when they were doing the arch puzzle, there was a little bit of time there that he was kind of worried they weren't going to be able to do it.
Oh, wow.
Because they practice it and they were able to do it. But he was noticing that it's just keep falling and falling and, you know, was afraid that... that somebody wouldn't be able to do it. They also talked about Banu becoming a liability and how much he needs to change. He needs to look at himself and really change like Emily did.
Yeah.
She realized she was going down a wrong path and mm-hmm. she made a whole change. It was
yeah,
crazy.
I wonder if he could do that and who would he reach out to? I think Kenzie's not the right person, but maybe Tiffany would be a good one for him to reach out. Because
yeah.
he has that or Q at this point.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Maybe Tiffany can see the opportunity in like having a pocket player like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, on Facebook, same things I was talking about before. Irritated with Liz. Wants two challenges. Another thing I wanted to mention is I started watching this Deal or No Deal Island. And it's got Rob on there. You know Rob. He's amazing. He's doing really good, matter of fact. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it.
I'll have to check it out.
It's not the same caliber as Survivor, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this one older lady. Her name's Kim. She's targeting Rob, so she's got to go. But anyway, yeah, it was pretty good on Fire. If you haven't seen it, you should, or listen to it, you should.
Yeah.
It's really
right
good.
Right after this one.
Yeah.
All right. It's the second episode, so it's the big time. We have to pick our favorites. And I got to say, guys, harder than usual on this one. There's some real good favorites on this one.
Absolutely.
So why don't you go with your first favorite?
Okay. My first favorite is going to be Maria. I like how good she does in challenges. I think she's well-liked. Again, I haven't seen a whole lot from her yet because they've been safe, so
yeah.
It hasn't focused on them yet, but I'm going to pick Maria.
Good choice.
How about you?
I'm going to go with Moira. We may be calling her Mo by next episode. We don't know yet, but I'm going to go with Moira.
Yeah.
She seems to have a real chill personality, and I think she's going to get along with people that she's with. I could see her aligning with anybody from her tribe pretty comfortably, and I can see her working well with a lot of those I see on the other tribes too.
Yeah.
But I think if she can make it to merger, she's going to fit right in somewhere. Yeah. And if she could find that duo, she's set. She's going to need to find a partner though.
Yeah.
I'll go with my next one here. I'm going to go with Soda. This is a really tough one because I know Soda and Venus are going to butt heads next episode. Yeah. But I feel like she can beat up Venus comfortably. And I think she's going to be strong. And I think her, Tevin and Randon, maybe Hunter, like there's a good unit there.
Yeah.
She's definitely dominant and will always be dominant, but I think there's something good there.
Yeah, I think she's going to be pretty good. My second one is going to be Hunter. Again, okay. I haven't seen much out of him doing great in challenges, but I kind of want to hear his whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the bio. I'm going to go with Hunter, even though I don't know a whole lot about him.
You know, after last episode, our last season, how bad I did. Soda's probably going out next week.
I hope not. I know her and Venus are not clicking, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know if Venus is going to pull Randon into her
could be,
problems.
Yeah.
That she's having with Soda, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We really need to see more from Hunter because we don't know yet. We know Hunter is getting along with Randon and Soda, but we don't know how much. We don't know if he would side with them in an alliance.
Yeah, it hasn't showed him tight with anybody. Yeah. So I'm really taking a chance here, but
we all are because we know very well how Bonu, Kenzie, Tiffany, and Q do because we've seen them like crazy.
I really like Jem. I think if I was going to vote for somebody other than Maria or Hunter, I would get Jem.
Yeah.
And I do like Tiffany. So those are the other two that I would have went with.
And I think Tevin's social game is going to go far.
Yeah.
I think he's going to go far, but I think he's such a big personality that when they need a pick, when somebody's going to make a turn, they'll turn on him because he's got the big personality.
Yeah.
So you'll notice that both my players, while Soda's dominant, she's also got a wall with Tevin and people like that around her.
Yeah.
And then Mo is quiet and going to go right underneath the radar, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Very Cochran type player, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let us know what your favorite is, and we'll discuss those as we go forward as well. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.